This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Biologicals are more than just a blanket term. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
In the ag industry, the term biologicals is often used as a blanket term. However, it's supposed to be used to refer to naturally occurring inputs. Jason Little, Vice President of Ecosystem Strategy with Indigo Agriculture, said they specialize in biologicals around the root system.
In the ag market, we use the term biological as kind of a catch-all. But really what it is it just simply means it is a naturally occurring input, right? It's not a synthetic chemistry or fertilizer or something like that. So, and within the biological side of things, it is a pretty broad topic, right? We can talk about biostimulants. We can talk about a number of different hormones, enzymes. All of those fall under the biological label. But with Indigo, what we focus on are endophytes. And it's a really specialized organism that lives in, on, and around the roots. And it's a living organism that we're dealing with. So that's kind of what we specialize in.
Little said that aiming for the root system is one of the most efficient ways to optimize nutrient uptake.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that most of your audience is familiar with the process of bradyrhizobia inoculating soybeans, right? That's an endophyte. That's a microbial. That's exactly what's happening. Those organisms are forming a symbiotic relationship with the plant, and both the plant and the organism benefit from it. So it's a naturally occurring thing, and we're just really harnessing that power of nature to help make it more profitable for growers.
For more information, visit indigoag.com. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free twice daily market podcasts. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.